Hey everybody, welcome to another Menu Attract podcast. I haven't done one of these in a while, and I thought, well, I've got plenty of time now since I'm on lockdown. I think probably everybody listening is on some form of lockdown. We're not allowed out of the house unless it's for essential journeys. So I've been very much at my desk lately. I've been doing live meditation workshops, actually. If you're interested in getting on a free live meditation workshop, which I'm running this week, it's the 7th of April now, so I don't know when you're listening, but if you're listening on the week this is recorded, you can literally come on a group live meditation workshop with me for free. And I'm running this as a trial, so that I can basically test the format. And I've been doing it for a few weeks now, but I want to make sure that I've got it exactly right so it's helping people in the best way. So if you join this, I'll ask you for your feedback on what I could do better, or, you know, if you've only got nice things to say, good things to say, that's also good. I'll ask you to leave a review. The place to find the link is on the Facebook page. Just search for live meditation workshops on Facebook and you'll find the link on that page. So let's get on with the Men Who Attract content for today. And today's main topic is a thing that I call the filter shift, which is basically a way of training our cognitive bias in a way that basically works for us. Because what we're always doing as humans is always seeking out, or rather filtering for, that which we already believe in. We're always looking to prove ourselves right. And this is an unconscious thing, like we always want to be right. Now, the human mind, or at least the conscious mind, is only capable of really being aware of a very limited amount of what's actually happening around us in the world, what's actually going on. And that's basically because, well, it's simply because that's the way the brain works. You know, there's so much happening around us in every moment. There's so much going on. Even if you're sitting in your room, you might be sat in your room and thinking, well, there's no opportunities here. There's nothing really for me here. Really, it's just a room. There's nothing new going on. There's nothing I can get interested in or really pay attention to that's gonna be able to help me move forward in life. You could, or you could be somebody who's always very aware of opportunity and he's always very investigative and curious and open. Now, one day I was walking down the street in Ukraine. I've told this story a few times on videos, but maybe you haven't heard me tell this story before, but it's a really important one and I want as many people to hear this as possible. I was walking down the street in Ukraine, probably about 3 or 4 years ago now, and I was feeling really down. I was feeling very stuck. I was really unsure what to do next in life. I was in the process of recovering from a pretty nasty breakup, so that was really making me pretty sad and confused about life. I wasn't sure what to do next in business. I wasn't sure where I wanted to travel to next, because I was in a kind of a traveling period at the time. I didn't know really how to do life next. And it was really making me frustrated, stressed, kind of angry and sad. And I noticed while walking down the street, thinking about all of these challenges and all of these problems, the more that I thought about all that stuff, the worse I felt. And I realized that I've been thinking about it all day, and it was already about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I think. In the afternoon. So fortunately, I noticed that, yeah, the more I'm thinking about all these things, the worse I'm feeling, and the more limited my options seem to be. So what did I do? I thought, well, let's just spend a few moments thinking about what is right in my life right now, what opportunities I do have, what I can feel happy about right now. And I thought about things like, well, people generally treat me quite well. People generally receive me quite warmly. And that's as a result of all the social experience that I've gained in recent years, especially. I've got my tools to do my work. You know, I've got my laptop and I've got a nice camera. I've had a lot of experiences in life that have given me lots of insights and lessons, so that I've improved my way of being in general, so that I do know how to be happy and also how to be a good person for other people to hang out with. I've done a lot of good work with my coaching students, and I'm able to look at the situation that they're in now and feel great about that, because I've genuinely helped them and they've given me beautiful feedback and all the nice testimonials that they've written and great feedback that they've sent to me in messages and on the phone and all of that. So I know that the work that I do is effective. And already I start to feel a little bit more optimistic, a little bit more light. And even right now, as I think about all those things, as I look at all those things right now, I feel good about it. You know, I feel happy and light rather than heavy and weighed down by challenges and problems and all of that. And I thought, wow, that's pretty cool. Walking down that street in Ukraine, you know, having gone from being pretty miserable and depressed, really, and feeling quite stuck, to thinking about what opportunities I do have and what is right in my life, yeah, I felt a little bit better. And I thought, well, if doing it a little bit like that makes me feel a little bit good, how about let's do that more? Let's do that some more. So I thought about things more. I thought about what's right in my life a bit more. And then more things started to come up. For example, I have certain skills. I thought, oh, that's nice. I've got those skills. I've got great friends. Oh, yeah, those friends are great. And I started to think about the great experiences I've had with my friends and all the great kind of fun we've had and all of that. Girls like me, and I thought about the girls in my life and, you know, the way that they treat me and the way that they feel about me. So then I started to feel even better. And then I suddenly realized, I can use this. I can use this. So I pulled my phone out of my back pocket and I switched on the voice recorder app and I began speaking into my phone out loud about all the good things that were in my life, no matter how small. You know, like, I had a good breakfast that day, and I mentioned that. You know, I had food in the fridge, and I was very much looking forward to turning it into a meal that evening. You know, those are the things that make me happy, you know. And the more I talked out loud, the more I spoke out loud about these things, the better I felt. So it was starting to become like a snowball effect. And I, somewhere out of the blue, randomly, I decided to say the words, "And I love that." So I probably said something like, I've got some great food in the fridge and I'm going to turn that into a nice meal in the evening, and I love that. Now, when I said the words, "And I love that," something sparked inside of me. A light bulb went off inside of me. Because I'd not just mentioned a thing that I like. No, in this case, I'd actually mentioned a thing that I liked and then expressed gratitude for it. And that gave me a real buzz, like a deeper buzz than I was already starting to experience. So I thought, okay, let's do that more. So what I did next was I started to list everything that was right in my life and every opportunity that I had. But this time, saying it, or like prefixing everything that I said with the words, "I'm super grateful for the fact that," or "I love how," you know. So for example, "I love how people generally receive me warmly. I love how every time I work with a new client, they go ahead and do great things with the advice that I gave them. I love that. I'm super, super grateful for the fact that I have the tools to do the work that I have. I've got my camera, I've got my laptop. I'm super grateful for the experiences, the life experiences that I've had and the journey that I've been on despite all the challenges and adversity that I faced. I'm super grateful for everything I've learned from that. I'm also super grateful that I had the power to overcome all the adversity in my life." And the more I expressed gratitude out loud into the phone, you know, the voice recorder app on the phone, the more the floodgates opened and I felt abundantly happy. I felt so present in the moment and happy and so aligned with all the opportunity. And things started to become very clear to me that life wasn't so hard and my options weren't so limited and things weren't going to be so difficult and challenging for me. And not only that, but when you look good, when you look happy, when you feel good, when you feel happy, you look good. You look good. You know, if you look like life is hard, if you look like you don't know how to do life, if you look like you're not doing a great job of handling life's inevitable challenges and situations and problems, you don't look good. You don't look like somebody who people want to move towards and find out more about and be involved with. And this is absolutely key to becoming a man who attracts. You know, you're listening to the Men Who Attract podcast, and I'm all about teaching, well, not just men really, but people in general, how to attract or how to become naturally attractive. It's not just about having a pretty face. It really is not. It's not just about, you know, dressing well. Some of the most miserable people you'll meet are the ones who dress really well or are handsome or pretty. Yeah. You can instantly turn people off by being like a miserable, complaining person who's just like a drain on our resources, our energy, our time, our love. You can make people run a mile. However, when you're open to opportunity in life, when you're willing to engage life, when you see life as a series of opportunities rather than impossible challenges, you have a glow about you. You have an attractive energy, an attractive vibe that people don't filter out as a problem person. So at the beginning of this podcast, I mentioned the words filter shift. It's my understanding, well, my belief, and basically I discovered that when we express gratitude for the abundance of opportunities that we genuinely have in our lives, the more we train our brain to be more conscious of and aware of and more willing to enter into opportunities, we become more aware of opportunities. However, when we keep repeating to ourselves that the world is a dark and difficult and overly challenging place, well, that's how we see the world. So as I continue to walk down that street in Ukraine, listing, reeling off, while expressing gratitude, everything that I was grateful for, every opportunity, everything that was right in my life, the better I felt and the better I looked. And after about 20 minutes of just doing this constantly, I've whipped myself up into such a frenzy of opportunity and abundance and happiness that I must have looked really fucking good, because I put my phone away and I just stood there on the busy, crowded street where all the shops were. And two girls, they came up to me and asked me who I was and what I was doing. Two pretty young student girls saw me and thought, he looks interesting. Who's he? He looks like he's having a great time. Now, bear in mind, on the streets, generally in that part of the world, people don't walk around with a great big beaming smile on their face unless they're completely crazy. But I was looking very happy. The happier you look, the more attractive you are, even if you're ugly. That's just a fact. Of course, you can prove that wrong if you like, if that interests you, if you're really interested in stamping down any happiness and opportunity with a hammer, go for it. If that's what floats your boat, if that's what gets you out of bed. But I wouldn't say that's the most productive pursuit in life. These two girls wanted to meet me and we had a good chat, and then I went out that night. And the friend I'd arranged to meet, he no-showed on me, but I didn't care. In fact, I didn't care at all. And I met a group of random dudes who invited me to this open air funk club, which was absolutely fantastic. And I remember being there and hanging out, feeling very, very good because I love the funk music. And girls were just coming up to me and introducing themselves to me in the most simple and direct way. Just like, hi, I'm, and then their name. It's girl after girl after girl. And I was just like, is this real? Am I dreaming? And I kept thinking, I can't wait to tell you guys. You know, I mean, this was about 3 or 4 years ago. But yeah, the next day I made a video and I told the story then. It was really, really nice. Now, one mistake that I made during all of that was I couldn't quite believe what was happening. I'd expressed loads of gratitude, loads of love for all the opportunity, all the good things. And when I started to receive more opportunity, more good things, more nice experiences, more people being very nice to me, I couldn't quite believe it. That was the mistake that I made. I was like, wow, this is amazing. This, you know, I got too excited about it. The lesson there, which I soon learned, was any success that you start to experience in life, anything new, anything good, anything that you've always dreamed about that starts happening to you, the trick is to calmly accept it as your new normal. As soon as I was able to calmly accept acceptance and opportunity and love as my new normal, or as just the normal, that's just normal forever rather than new. It was just always trying to happen. It was always trying to come at me in my direction and all that. But I've not been aware of it because my cognitive bias hadn't been trained correctly. But as soon as I accepted all that as real for me, it started to actually be that way. Life started to become full of opportunity for me. Life started to become a happy situation that was just abundantly full of opportunity. It was magic. I played a magic trick on the universe. Although it wasn't so much a trick, I hadn't done anything naughty. I simply started to align with love, started to embody love. When you embody love, well, you attract what you are. Yeah, if you be love, if you embody love, if you act in love, if you expressed, if you express happiness and love and all the gratitude that you can muster, you will be seen and felt as the source of that. And people and opportunity move towards that. Those two girls that approached me in the street, I did not make that up. That happened. I was stood there in the street and these two girls walked straight up to me and they wanted to know what the fuck I was doing and who I was. And they were just smiling and loving it and being really curious and asking me loads of questions. They really wanted to know me. It was so cool. But you have to accept it as your new normal. So your homework, if you want to really get in on this, is to spend time, do it every day, speak into your voice recorder app on your phone and list for 20 minutes or more and express gratitude, express love for every opportunity, everything that's right in your life right now. Every little thing, even the fact that you have a roof on your head, even the fact that you have clean running water available to you. How about the fact that you were born? You know, the fact that you have clothes. Every little thing you can that you can feel just a little bit fantastic about, list it and use the words, I am super grateful for this. I am super happy about this. I love the fact that blah, blah, blah. I love this. I love how so-and-so is the case. Just keep on with that 20 minutes and then see how you feel afterwards. I can pretty much guarantee that you'll feel great. Yeah, we're not really allowed to go for walks right now. I'm not sure what the situation is where you are, my dear listener. But if you're able to go for a walk and do this out in the open, go for it. But never ever do this as a kind of a technique to try to get something. You have to just relax and trust in that. Trust that good things will happen as a consequence. Now, everybody I've taught this to who have used the exercise correctly has reported fantastic things. They've all said good things. You know, I've had guys contact me after using this technique saying that they walked into the bar or the club afterwards or that night and people treated them very differently. Part of the reason for this is because when you just expect people to treat you well, and when you're grateful for the fact that people do, or that people could, you generally start to carry yourself in a new way, in a way that kind of expects that. So if you want girls to be cool with you and to receive you warmly, you have to be grateful for the fact that they can, and they can. And you have to really accept the fact that the reason they weren't doing that previously was because you were just operating in the wrong way, and it probably wasn't your fault. You were just doing what you thought you were supposed to do, or you were just behaving in the way that you were raised and conditioned to behave. So, you know, don't beat yourself up about that. That's fine. But be open to the idea that it's a possibility that you can be treated in a much better way. And when you express all the gratitude you can for that, you'll be training your unconscious mind to make you carry yourself in a way that expects to be treated well, to be received in a more warm and friendly way. So try it and let me know. Leave a comment, let me know the effect. But you must try this. I recommend it, really. It's so powerful. It changed my life completely. Really, it really, really did. I can barely believe it. But of course I believe it. I calmly accept it as my normal. You know. But at first, I couldn't believe it, which is what I said. I mean, I look back on how life was previously, and it wasn't all that bad. You know, I'd already been thinking out of the box for years, and I've created quite a different life for myself than the life I see a lot of people choosing for themselves. You know, I faced my fears, I went traveling, and I introduced myself to people, and I made lots of mistakes. I embarrassed myself, and, you know, I fucked things up a lot, but, you know, I started to learn, and I was grateful for the fact that I put myself through all of that. And eventually I figured things out. So yeah, that's the message in today's podcast. Thank you for listening, and do let me know how you get on with that information. Cheers. Bye-bye.